This is Marketplace. I'm Kristen Schwab. We start the show today in Baltimore, where governments and businesses and families are still navigating the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. The accident last week claimed the lives of 6 bridge workers and snarled parts of the economy overnight. That includes international shipping, yes, but also the jobs of thousands of people who work at or near the port of Baltimore. The Maryland legislature is fast-tracking an emergency bill to help people whose jobs have been affected. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more on how the state government is trying to help.
The Maryland legislature is scheduled to adjourn for the year a week from today. Not much time for state lawmakers to vote on the Protecting Opportunities and Regional Trade, or PORT Act.
You know, you'd love to have more time for a bill like this.
Maryland Delegate Luke Klippinger is the bill's lead sponsor in the House. He represents the south side of Baltimore's Inner Harbor. He's been hearing a lot from constituents whose jobs depend on the port.
For people who, like longshoremen, they get paid if they work on a ship. If they're not working on a ship, they don't get paid.
According to estimates in the bill, more than 15,000 people work directly at the port in security and maintenance, driving trucks or cleaning ships. There are another 140,000 jobs linked to the port, employees at dock workers' favorite lunch spots or hotels where cruise passengers spend the night. Maryland Senate President Bill Ferguson says the bill would supplement their unemployment benefits.
And so we are trying to use our rainy day funds to backfill what unemployment insurance may not cover.
Small business owners say they need help, too. Arnaz Harrison is co-owner of Howe Logistics. He says it's only been open since last July and hasn't made a profit yet. He's worried the business might not survive.
You know, an event such as this could have a devastating effect.
The Port Act would provide temporary relief for small businesses so they can pay their workers and keep their doors open. Harrison will take what he can get.
With the government stepping up and helping small businesses such as ours, it gives us the opportunity to stay afloat long enough to find other avenues of revenue.
But right now, Harrison says, most of the company's business is tied to the port. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.